And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Alliance Defending Freedom is taking aim at the Biden administration's weaponization of government against conservatives, filing Freedom of Information Act requests with the Treasury Department, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security. The Alliance Defending Freedom is investigating how Biden's Treasury ordered banks to flag transactions containing terms like Trump or MAGA and even scrutinize customers who purchased religious texts. Big banks and big tech are just as threatening to freedom as Big Brother, according to the legal counsel of the Alliance Defending Freedom. The Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Colorado's so-called conversion therapy ban, which effectively censors counselors from having certain conversations with their clients. Again, the Alliance Defending Freedom is involved here. They brought the case on behalf of a Colorado Springs counselor who faces fines up to $5,000 and loss of her license for discussing alternatives to gender transition. Yeah, when government officials start dictating what can be said in private conversations, we've moved completely from governance to thought control. Meanwhile, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services has issued a notice warning hospitals about the dangers of gender transition procedures for minors. The agency noted that 85% of children with gender dysphoria, over 300,000 between the ages of 13 and 17, naturally outgrow the condition, yet thousands have received irreversible treatments. The notice observes that America is now an outlier as countries like the UK, Sweden, and Finland have restricted such interventions, recommending psychotherapy instead. The good news for taxpayers as the U.S. Navy and Coast Guard have stopped funding abortion travel. The Department of Navy announced it will no longer provide paid leave or reimburse travel expenses for service members seeking abortions, aligning with the Department of Defense's broader policy change. On The View, Whoopi Goldberg recently used an appearance by Dylan Mulvaney to defend males competing in women's sports. Mulvaney, who rose to fame documenting his transition into what many consider a caricature of womanhood, appeared on the show and Goldberg mocked concerns about fairness, suggesting that objections assume women are weak. She further claimed God doesn't make mistakes, which I agree with, seemingly missing the irony of that entire concept of being born in the wrong body. Catholics in Kansas and the American Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property are fighting to stop a satanic black mass, which is scheduled for later this month at the Kansas State Capitol. A petition with over 22,000 signatures urges the Democratic governor to intervene. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.